Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The Kraft Family Blood Donor Center here at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and Brigham and Women's Hospital is literally the lifeblood for many area cancer patients. It's also not uncommon for Patriots players to stop on by, greet the donors, visit with the patients, and that's exactly what took place on Tuesday morning with Logan Mankins. This was Mankins' first visit to the Kraft Family Blood Donor Center, and it was a chance for the offensive lineman to show his appreciation for the men and women who donate blood and platelets, in some cases more than once a month. Joined by his wife, Kara, Mankins chatted with donors, signed autographs, and posed for photos at the center, which is named after Patriots owner Robert Kraft and his family, longtime supporters of cancer research.
It's nice. You meet some very neat people, from the patients to the donors that take their time to come here and donate the platelets that are needed.
And I think it makes a big difference. You know, a lot of our donors are huge Patriots fans. They, obviously they're dedicated to saving lives, they're dedicated to our patients, and I'm sure they do it otherwise, but it's a big bonus for them to be affiliated with the Patriots. It's a big bonus to get to meet the players.
You never know what to expect going somewhere new, but I met some great people, some nice people, and you see some of the good things people are doing.
Following his visit with donors and patients, Mankins talked some football. The Pats' AFC Championship game loss just over 3 weeks ago was played without tight end Rob Gronkowski, who suffered an arm injury the week before. A video of Gronkowski surfaced during Super Bowl weekend that just about everyone has an opinion on, including Mankins, one of the team's captains and a longtime veteran.
Gronk's having fun. The headlines might not be what a lot of people want, but at least he's not getting DUIs or doing things that are against the law, you could say. So I don't think he's hurting anyone. Hopefully he doesn't hurt his arm, because then that would be bad. But, Gronk, he's a big meathead that likes to party and play football, so I think that's what he's doing. When he starts breaking the law, then that would be definitely something that we'd have to look into.
As for Mankins himself, he's eager to have a productive offseason as he approaches his ninth season with the Pats. No major injuries to deal with, no contract issues on the horizon, just rest and football preparation for the 2013 campaign.
I'll be training here pretty soon in a few weeks, and then, you know, it's going to be a great offseason for me, I think. My legs will get back to where they used to be, and I'll be in the kind of shape I want to be when the season starts, so I'm actually pretty excited about this offseason.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.